We had come over the rolling country. We're now cavalry, you see. Mm-hmm. Come over the rolling country, we could see them. We're there. He said, the brigadier said, we're going to take that wood. Right? We could see them. One squadron will go in, dismounted at that angle. One squadron will go around the wood and come in from the other side. Mm-hmm. And that'll give you one squadron in hand. MacDonald, that was our colonel. Mm-hmm. Which squadron will you send dismounted? Right? Mm-hmm. And MacDonald said, Trotter squadron. He was the captain commanding our squadron. And for the mounted, it's the C squadron, Flowerview. He was a lieutenant. We'd had a lot of casualties prior to this, you see, and now the lieutenant's commanding one squadron, the captain's commanding the other. They were both major's commands, you see. And I thought, oh, how is this mounted, you know? And he said, Trotter, I want you to be very determined in your attack. Is it quite clear? Yes, sir. Swung round the horse and galloped back. The squadron is down there under cover. Mm-hmm. Right? And as we approached them, he gave the signal, action right, dismount. Off they go. Hand over their horses. One man, in number three in each section, is the horse holder. Mm-hmm. And they hand him the four horses, you see. We have two sergeants to a troop. The senior sergeant stays with the horses. Mm-hmm. Second sergeant goes with the officer. They immediately fell in squadron column on the right of the squadron by the time we got there. We turned our horses over to his groom. I'm his orderly, by the way. I had been his trumpeter, but I'd been away on another job. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'd come back, and his trumpeter had been shot through the face, and when he saw me reporting in, he said, where have you been? I said, you know, I've been here about 3 months. I'm dispatch writer General McAndrew. He said, oh, yes. He said, well, you stay with me. See, so I stayed with him for the next couple of days, and here we are. So he said, we're attacking that wood we could see, right across there. He said, we're going over in column of half squadrons. Fixed bayonets. And let's go. And we swung round, and the troop, oh, he said, the column of half squadron, first and second troop leading. First troop went up there, second troop came up here and extended out to five. We're on the move now. Mm-hmm. Hold on, double up. He looks around, as soon as they're out, we all start to double. The next two troops are doing the same thing behind. He's out there, Bill Junior. The other orderly had with him. He's there, and I'm here, and Trotter's there. See? The squadron is deployed to 5 yards as the extended length. And the Germans are getting busy on us now. And we have about, 600 yards to go. All absolutely open. We couldn't see a German. Mm-hmm. But they could see us. And we're going at a pretty good pace. The infantry, you know, used to plod. We ran full speed almost. Mm-hmm. I'm armed with a pistol, not a rifle. I've been a dispatch rider, and I hadn't had time to re-equip with a rifle as a trooper. And as I'm going over, I thought to myself, I don't think I'm going to make this. I thought Mother would be upset. Father will be boasting a bit. My older sister won't mind. He never was any good anyhow, that boy. My second sister will be devastated. And the other one is too young to worry. She didn't know me. That was what I was thinking as I went over. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, the second sister died last year. She lived here. Mm-hmm. And about that time, I realized we were getting close to this wood, and I looked round, and men are following. And that made them speed up, because we're out
10 or 15 yards ahead of them. You see them, I see them. As we hit the woods, they surged in around us. And we swung through the wood. Germans here and there. Dead Germans. And some wounded. There was four that had been wounded in a previous attack and were propped up against trees. They couldn't carry them out in a hurry. We got right through up to the far edge of the wood. And he turned to me and Trotter. He said, go back to the brigadier. Tell him Strathcona's obtained their objective. In the meantime, C's squadron had come around here, mounted. The Germans had more power to put on them. They got practically wiped out, except one troop that swung into the wood. The squadron leader had told him, now, if we run into something there, swing into the wood, he said to Harvey, who had already won a VC, swing into the wood and cover us. He did. The other three troops were practically wiped out. The squadron leader, Flowered Hugh from British Columbia here, died of wounds. He was awarded the Victoria Cross. And he said to me, go back to the brigadier and tell him Strathcona has obtained their objective.